Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the big night approaching on Friday evening at the Convention Center, the fifth class of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, and taking a good portion, we are, of our reporting this week with some of the inductees and hardworking board members. After the 10 chosen for 2015, the hall will be grown in numbers to 55, all homegrown, like Bloomington South Panther class of 1979, Kevin King, now himself a coach, but as a Panther, tell you, not many any better at what he accomplished in the sports of football, wrestling, and track and field.
Very humbling, Joe, just to be brought into this with a list of people. It's incredible, and it's very, like I said, very humbling. And I think one of the things was being at Bloomington South, we had such great coaches. There's such a high level of expectation that everyone expected you to do those things, and great coaching with, Ted Hubers, my football coach, Marshall Goss, the track coach, and Kay Hutzel, the wrestling coach, that was the expectation. And so I think the expectation at the time was very high. And I think that contributed to it, and it's a lot of luck.
Well, I don't know about the luck. There was a lot of talent. Kevin King, class of 1979, Bloomington South, a state champion on the mats in heavyweight division and in the discus. One of our 10 inductees into the Friday night Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Later today, board member Sandy Searcy, and later tonight on Time Out for Sports, President Lynn Hauser, high school scholarship chair Marcus Devereaux. Don't forget baseball tonight, the Reds and Nationals in D.C., game 2 tonight, pregame at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
While we get set for the big night Friday night at the Convention Center at 7 o'clock, a chance, though, to interact for those not attending the banquet and awards ceremony for the class of 2015, numbering 10, something that the board started giving the general public an opportunity to meet and greet. And as board member Sandy Searcy was telling us, its popularity really off the charts for our community.
Absolutely. We start communicating with our inductees to make certain that they're there and so that they can interact with the community. Perhaps not everyone has the opportunity to attend the banquet, so they come to the meet and greet. It is open to the community. They can go and speak with the inductees, get their autographs.
Sandy, we were talking, and you were a little about the, we have our own little team, but within the team, each garners his or her responsibilities. There's so many people that are involved in the whole process.
Well, and you're right, Joe. I think my contribution is the affiliation with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the archives associated with that. I'm able to put my hands on the photos and the articles from the IHSA, but you're right, everybody serves a role. Everybody really has something to add. In fact, they were handpicked to serve on this committee so that we could have the most information available to us when we select the inductees.
Well, that is Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame board member, and she has had plenty of input since day one, Sandy Searcy. Again, the meet and greet will get started around 5 o'clock there on the second floor of the convention center on a Friday night. It's all free. Later tonight, Time Out for Sports, board president Lynn Hauser and high school scholarship chair Marcus Devereaux join us in conversation. I'm Joe Smith.